927 4CC. Well, he's one of the best known jockeys over the years. I'm talking about Malcolm Johnston. Hello, Miracle.
Hello, Hammo. I'm very good, buddy. Everything's pretty good for a Melbourne Cup day.
It is, isn't it, mate? I tell you what, it's been a while since we had a chat. And every time I've rung you, I don't think you've ever given me the winner of the Melbourne Cup.
No, I've been saving it all up for this year.
Yeah, have
all
you really?
Oh, yeah, bloody oath I have.
Okay, well, you never won the Cup.
No, I never, no. I run second and third. I had 12 cracks at it. I had plenty of opportunities to win it, but it was just one of those races I couldn't get a handle on, am I?
But you had a great horse that you rode many times, didn't you?
Yeah, Kingston Town, I rode him in a couple of Melbourne Cups. I just couldn't get a handle on the race. I would have loved to have won it, as all jockeys do. Just never came my way, and it's not the end of the world if you don't win the big one, but it would have been nice to have it on my mantelpiece, don't worry.
Yeah, definitely. Well, mate, you can always make a comeback.
No, 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 no. I like padding them these days. There's no hope in the wide world of me getting back on one.
What's your scope on the Cup this year?
Well, I got to say, I like number 13, Surprise Baby. There was a big Calcutta down here last night at Queanbeyan. I've been doing for the last 12 years hosting it, and there was a lot of money for Surprise Baby, Tiger Moth, and Anthony Van Dyke, the top weight. Yeah, there was a bit of money for Anthony Van Dyke. His run in the Caulfield Cup was fantastic. I know no horse has won with that weight since Maccabi Diva in 95, but he's an exceptional horse, and he'll be in this right up to his ears. He's drawn three alley. He's got Huey Bowman riding him, so I'm anticipating a nice run about 7th or 8th, and just coming at the right time, and he could be the knockout one. But look, it's a great race. Do these sort of races, Hemo. It's a form of elimination.
Yep.
And you've got to put a line through the ones you don't think can win. So I've narrowed it down to about 10.
About 10.
Yeah, I've narrowed it down to 10. So it's still not real easy, am I? It's a tough race, and there's a lot of chances.
Yeah.
And also, that's the good run for mine in this year's Cup will be the winner.
Mate, just have a look at Surprise Baby. It's paying fixed tote at the moment, $8.50.
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. If you go back to last year's Cup,
yep.
Without a doubt, it was the unlucky runner, and run very. It's only got to produce the same run it put in last year, and Surprise Baby will be the one to beat.
All right, I'm going for 17, the Chosen One. What do you think my chances are there at $41?
What one you on?
The Chosen One, number 17.
Yeah, run third in the Caulfield Cup, and it was a pretty good run. But look, I know it's $31, and I'm not saying it's got no hope, but it hasn't got much of a chance.
Thanks, mate. You made me feel confident with that. I'll ring Tommy Rudonicus and get his tip instead.
Mate, you're the best, Emma. You're the best, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Miracle. We'll catch up with you at the Bowen Cup next year.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's a pleasure, mate. Thanks, Emma.
Thanks, Miracle.
Bye, buddy. Bye, mate. Bye.
There's Miracle Malcolm Johnston, one of the legendary jockeys over the years. And that's his tip for the 2020 Melbourne Cup, Surprise Baby number 13. Thanks, Miracle. You there, mate? Miracle.